Nolte, British censors slap Flash Gordon with offensive warning. By John Nolte on December 22, 2020. Viewers have been warned about an outright offensive character in the iconic movie Flash Gordon, reports the Daily Mail. Over the character of Ming the Merciless, who was played by the late Max von Sydow in the 1980 movie, the British Board of Film Classification, BBCF, has reclassified a perfectly harmless movie with a 12A rating because Sydow is a Swedish actor and Ming the Merciless is coded as an East Asian character, which is now considered dubious if not outright offensive. Previously, the movie had been classified as an A, which is basically the BBCF's PG rating. A 12A rating means that no one younger than 12th of May see a 12A film in a cinema unless accompanied by an adult. Watch below. In other words, the fascists over at the BBCF have decided children under 12 are no longer allowed to watch a perfectly harmless movie without being accompanied by a parent. You know, because a white guy played an Asian guy. Things just keep getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. Sensitivity labels now? For who? Who cares about this stuff other than left-wing morons? What exactly are you protecting me from with this rating? Sadly, we're doing it over here already. As we saw with the stupid uproar over Gone with the Wind earlier this year. HBO Max has vandalized the most popular movie ever made. One of the greatest movies ever made, with a woke lecture that introduces the film and basically says, here's why you should be ashamed of yourself for enjoying this movie. It's a world and country full of crybabies with too much times on their hands and a creepy mania determined to enforce their sick idea of morality on everyone else. And now they are vandalizing art with warning labels and lectures and tutorials informing us about how we are supposed to interpret whatever it is we're watching. Can you imagine what Lenny Bruce would have said about all of this if he were around today? Actually, that's pretty easy to imagine. He wouldn't be allowed to say anything. He would have been the first one cancelled and blacklisted. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.